This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. State financial officials say about $38 million has been paid out in federal rental and utility assistance in an effort to stabilize the housing market and avoid future evictions. Finance and Administration Secretary Deborah Romero yesterday briefed a legislative panel on the pandemic relief program. The state has streamlined efforts to deliver rental assistance aid, allowing a week for landlords to collect rental assistance before depositing money with tenants. She says a small portion of landlords appear to be reluctant to accept payment directly, which triggers a report of income to the IRS. More than 80% of payments have been channeled through landlords so far. The aid program can be used for a variety of housing obligations, such as overdue rent payments, bills for transitional housing in motels, and even rent-to-own contracts. The relief is also being used to pay off household utilities. Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta officials say they're canceling some parts of the event and will require guests to wear masks to enter the grounds and while in indoor areas and crowded outdoor settings to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Spokesperson for the fiesta, Tom Garrity, says that he doesn't believe that a mask requirement or other safety practices will affect attendance numbers for the October event. Officials said the music fiesta is being canceled this year due to a close proximity of guests, and the Discovery Center is being shelved because of being indoors with multiple touch points. Other steps being taken include providing cashless ticketing options, moving seating outdoors, and increasing space between balloons inside the park. A group of New Mexico House Democrats yesterday outlined a package of criminal justice bills intended to combat crime, including penalties for failing to safely store guns, enhancing pay for police, and changes in the pretrial supervision and bail system. A record-setting number of homicides in Albuquerque this year is spurring concerns about violent crime and shortcomings of the police and justice system. In a statement yesterday, 17 House Democrats, including Majority Floor Leader Javier Martinez and Representative Antonio Maestas of Albuquerque, announced a lengthy list of goals for the next regular legislative session in January. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says she will put criminal justice initiatives on the agenda for the 30-day session that's confined to budget negotiations and a few additional topics picked by the governor. Republican lawmakers are asking the legislature to reconsider a long list of their recent crime bills that were rejected. This is KUNM.